You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Cavo's set-top box fixes everything you hate about watching TV by David Pierce. In this golden age of TV, where there's more on offer than you could pack into six lifetimes, it's still way too difficult to find anything to watch. All your favorite shows and movies reside in different apps on different boxes plugged into different ports on your TV, and so you end up paralyzed. How many times have you sat in front of your TV watching a video on your phone? A medium once so blissfully mindless that people called it the idiot box has become an unsolvable puzzle. What you need is a Rosetta Stone for TV. Cavo says it has one. The late entrepreneur Blake Krikorian, you know him from Sling, founded Cavo with people from places like Sling, Xbox, and Dish. They spent several years working on their first product, which is also called Cavo and rhymes with Cabo, your favorite spring break locale. It sports 8 HDMI ports, and its software automatically recognizes and configures virtually any device you plug in. Once that's done, you can hide all those gadgets anywhere you like. Cavo provides the universal input for all your home theater needs. You can use the lovely wooden Cavo controller to control almost anything. The robust universal remote features a touchscreen and multifunctional buttons. Cavo works with Alexa, too, and Google Assistant and Siri are coming. If you really like the remote your gear came with, great, you can use it. Cavo's software sniffs out which device you're trying to use and automatically switches to it. You can pause your iTunes movie to Chromecast a video or switch between the football game and your Madden contest just by grabbing your controller. The Cavo box costs $399, which feels like a lot for a middleman device. At its most basic, that's all Cavo is. It simply puts everything on the same input and switches among them seamlessly. We have to work with and embrace what people already use, says CEO Andrew Iannotti. That's just the first step. Next comes making it all work together. The only way to do that is to unify your living room devices, your remotes, your apps, your services, your watch lists, and your content all in one place. As he talks, Iannotti stands in front of a TV in a gorgeous apartment high above San Francisco. He casually picks up a remote and presses a button. It jumps to Roku and starts playing Curious George on Hulu. He taps the voice button and says, MSNBC. Cavo jumps to his DirecTV cable box and to the channel. Ta-da! Bringing all your gear together is a neat parlor trick, but really, you'll love how it makes navigation a snap. Its slick universal guide combines programming from all your devices in one interface. Continue watching places your latest binges on Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, and others on a single page. Search for a show or movie and Kavo reveals every place it's available, including live TV and the web. You can maintain a cross-platform, cross-device watch list of everything you want to watch. Most of those features exist already, but only Kavo brings them together in one device. Everyone's nibbling at little pieces of the problem, Ianotti says, but not taking a holistic approach. In the competitive and territorial world of media streaming, Kavo works because it steadfastly refuses to be anything other than a middleman. The Kavo box runs Android, but it won't run apps, ever. The company wants to make it easier to access and manage all your devices, not make another one. Agarwal says that makes his company an enticing partner. Not one company has rejected Kavo or refused it access. A giant company could go try and do this, he says, but they could never actually do this because they have competitors. Kavo has no interest in making apps or creating content, but it does think a lot about what to do with all that data. If Kavo the product takes off, Kavo the company will have a wider, deeper view of what, when, and how people watch than anyone. Lots of people would want to look at that. Agarwal mentions an example. Netflix would definitely like to know where you go when you stop watching a show. What do you watch next? What device or app do you use? That could change how Netflix offers recommendations, even the types of content it buys and creates. It also raises yet more creepy feelings about how much you're being watched while you watch TV. Kavo will grapple with that soon and ought to learn from the Vizios of the world. For now, though, Kavo simply wants a spot next to your TV. The first thing you see after switching on your set is prized territory, and Kavo could own it. We can control all these devices. We can deep link to apps. We can deep link to devices, and we can do it all by being the central platform for all this content, Ianotti says. When I tell him it sounds way too good to be true, that even after trying it myself, I still suspect he faked the demo, he laughs. That's what everyone says. He figures that's a good sign.